I'm George Walker. I caught up with Stages Bloomington's Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat at a packed show Saturday night in the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center Auditorium, and it was well worth the late visit. The solid cast, drawn from Stages' 2018-2019 Artists in Residence, is a strong one, and the way they work together, especially in the scenes where the brothers taunt Joseph, were right out of teen life. Saturday night's Joseph was a strong singing Calvin Pankert, partnered with the equally strong singing and acting of the narrator, Naina Prabhakar. It's Joseph's egotistical interpretations of his own dreams that leads those brothers to toss him in a pit and then sell him to the Ishmaelites. Neil Smith was Joseph's sadly aged father. In Egypt, dance captains Joey McRoberts and Claire Rothstein were the resolute Potiphar and the slinky Potiphar's wife who hire Joseph as a servant. It's the wife's attraction to Joseph that sends him to prison, where his gift for interpreting dreams comes to light for the fortunate butler, Simon Moore, and the less fortunate baker, Helen Christ. It's the interpretation of those dreams that leads Tommy McEvely, Saturday night's Pharaoh, to seek him out, be impressed with the interpretations, and promote Joseph from prison to a leading figure in the Egyptian court. From there, it's a visit by his famine-driven brothers and their reuniting that leads to the finale. Throughout Saturday night's performance of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, the talents of young choreographer Gillian Barnes, combined with the work of costume designer Sarah Travis. There was an athletic opening number for the brothers, cowboy hats for a wonderfully complex and energetic rodeo scene, and berets for a French scene that definitely had traces of klezmer sounds. Overall direction with all these elements was in the creative hands of Rory Willits, with space for the drama, but plenty of action and never a dull moment. Singing throughout was a tribute to the cast and to the careful preparation by music director Alexei Artemyev, who conducted from the keyboard with bassist Noah Dereshinsky. The set design by Brian Davis features graceful columns on the left and right, a high, wide, raised platform at the rear, with stairs dramatically rising in its middle. The triangular backdrop was used very effectively in many of the scenes. Martina Sellerin deserves credit for Joseph's coat of many colors and dramatic costume for the Pharaoh. Children's choirs from IU and four area schools, St. Charles, Binford, and Arlington Heights Marlin Elementary, come on stage for the finale. And Saturday night, it was Edgewood's Euphonics Choir clearly enjoying their chance to join the pros of Stages Bloomington for the finale, Any Dream Will Do. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.